Convent School's Surprise. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Convent School Surprise by Miss Larson, Klosterhof School. I'd applied for a position as a teacher at Klosterhof School and got a job. It was an all-girls school, girls from so-called better families. I say girls, although you had to be 18 to apply. Plus, the two-year course was just as much about learning how to be an elegant lady and how to flirt, as it was about acquiring a broad range of knowledge. The first day was a little bit of a shock. After first spending a while admiring the beautiful old buildings of the school, which was located 20 or so kilometres outside of Copenhagen, I made my way up to the office of the headmistress, Ulrike Fries. At the office I was met by an imposing, well-built lady in her 40s. She talked about the history of the school, about the strict rules that all the students had to agree to in writing during induction, as well as a little bit about what my duties and responsibilities entailed. So far, so good. I skimmed through the school's rules and regulations, but came to a screening standstill when I got to the paragraph about corporal punishment. That couldn't be right, could it? "Are you seriously telling me you caned the girls here?" I asked, slightly shaken. "Only if they want it themselves," replied Ulrike Fries, smiling. "Want it? Surely no one wants to be caned." I didn't understand. "Imagine the situation, Miss Larson," said Ulrike Fries, still smiling. "Imagine you're a young, promising girl who has broken the rules. Are you with me so far?" Speechless, I nodded. "You've two options. Firstly, you can have a black mark placed on your school records, which will follow you around for the rest of your life. And the second option?" I was becoming increasingly unsure. "It's all over and done with within 5 minutes. Come here and you'll see." She got up and beckoned me over to her side of a large desk. "You'll see, Miss Larson, what's going to happen now is something that all teachers at Klosterhof have gone through. It's the only way you can understand what to do. Do you understand?" I nodded again, but as it would turn out, I really didn't have a clue. The next thing I knew, she'd grabbed me around the waist, and she forced me down with my stomach pressed against the large desk. I struggled, but she had a tight grip, and she pushed me so hard against the top of the desk that my feet didn't reach the floor. The woman was uncommonly tall, as was the desk. "So, here we are, Miss Larson." Her voice sounded very strict. "You're going to have 10 strokes on your bottom. Do you want your skirt lifted and have your punishment halved?" No, I do not," I said, aware that my voice was trembling a little.